Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Fred will be back on Monday, but Fred would agree with what I'm about to say. It's just been so damn much fun to be able to not only watch the Cardinals, but be entertained by our St. Louis Cardinals. They won another series this week against Baltimore. I was at the game on Sunday. It was amazing. It felt like a playoff atmosphere. And here we go again. Frank Cusumano's with us. They're down in Texas for a series with the Rangers. The Dodgers are coming up real soon. It doesn't get easier. But damn it, this team is really fun right now. Frank, right? How are you?
Oh, my gosh. They're just a blast. I mean, it's 18 out of 23. It's 8-1-1 in their last 10 series. And they are playing an entertaining brand of baseball. And I don't know how you feel. I know, Mark, you're a hockey fan. It reminds me a little bit of the Blues in that with some of these young players, the learning curve was expedited. That Mason Wynn is really good. Victor Scott is pretty good. Matthew Liberatore is really good. I mean, all these guys, you know, like a Holloway and a Broberg, all these guys, you weren't quite sure if they were going to make the next step, and they made it, and they're doing it with the Cardinals right now.
One of the things that I love is you can literally see the body language on these players and the difference from the past two seasons. Arenado in particular, and we're going to talk a little bit more about this with Scotty Warman in the next hour, but they are fiercely competing in every game because, let's face it, with the Cubs still holding, you know, a three-game advantage, every game does matter, and the Cubs are pretty damn good right now. So these are guys that are focused on winning. They're focused on defense, which is so much fun right now. So it's a great brand of baseball, and I think when they come back home, hopefully the crowds increase as well, Frank.
Yeah, I think when the Dodgers come in and then the Cubs, you're talking about maybe six games where you could be in the high 30s and the low 40s, so attendance-wise. But you touched on one thing that I don't think gets enough attention is defense. And I think they're number one still at defensive run save. Mark, think about it. Arenado is back playing like a gold glover. Wynn could win a gold glove. Donovan has won a gold glove. Contreras is better at first than we all thought. Scott has been great. Nootbaar is above average. And even Jordan Walker's made strides in right. So if you have a team, a ground ball or a team that like pitches to contact, a pitching staff like that, you got to have fielders, and they have fielders.
Frank, I'm not going to lie. I'm starting to get that itch. I know it's a little bit of a ways off, but the trade deadline of how do you navigate this?
I thought about
when,
it too.
When you take into consideration the amount of expiring contracts they have, guys that were expected to be dealt at the deadline, you got guys like Ryan Helsley, but you also have a young roster that's really performing. How do you even begin to process how to go about it if you're John Mozeliak?
Well, I didn't think we'd be having this conversation, did you?
No.
But it's so great.
It is. It's great to have. I still think that Helsley could be moved at the deadline because he may be so enticing and you may get so much in terms of assets in return that you can't turn it down. And I guess it depends how you feel about Matz as a closer, Maton as a closer, maybe Graceffo. I don't think you can move Arenado because the contract's so complicated and he does mean so much to the clubhouse. But Helsley would still be in play. And here's the crazy thing for both of you is that all of us thought the only slim chance they ever had of making the playoffs would be to win a weak Central. Well, au contraire, because let's face it, the Cubs are a lot better than we thought.
Yeah.
But all you got to do is finish the Giants or the Braves and get one of those wild card spots. So there's a couple of ways you could get in, and I never thought I'd be saying that in the beginning of this season.
Hey, do I understand that the Battle Hawks are in action tonight?
They are in D.C. against the Defenders. So it's kind of a meaningless game because the Battle Hawks are already in. But these same two teams will hook up, I believe, in the conference championship game in St. Louis next week.
And something that I've seen about this also, Frank, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that they will have the home game next week, regardless of whether they were the top seed or not. And it seems like that was going to be given to them regardless because of the attendance that they've had. I know some D.C. fans weren't necessarily happy about that. Thoughts?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. My response to D.C. fans, go to freaking games, okay? Then you can draw. We draw 30,000 a game, and without us, if you knock St. Louis out of attendance, the average attendance is 9,000 in that
exactly.
league.
Wow.
Okay, legitimate question here. City hosts San Jose tomorrow afternoon, the first game with a new interim head coach. By next Friday, will we have our fifth interim head coach? Because this is getting a little crazy, isn't it?
It is. It's four coaches in 11 months. I do like the fact that we have a coach in David Critchley that television stations and radio stations can actually air a soundbite. I mean, the guy's a really good talker. He's high energy, and he's a lot of fun. And here's the craziest thing about yesterday's press conference was they said they went over this process of hiring Olaf Melberg for 5 months. He was on the job for 4 months. And the best thing is this, is they said that we hired him because he believed in our system and he coached in attacking style at his previous stint. And then he got here and he didn't coach that style at all. So it's pretty crazy, but I do think they had to make the move and it's a good move.
What's coming up on the show on Sunday night?
Well, we're going to have a lot of City SC coverage and some Battlehawk stuff. So we're excited about that.
Well, have a great weekend and enjoy all the sports. And we'll catch up on Monday, hopefully after another Cardinals victory.
Let's hope so. Thanks so
all
much.
Thank you, Frank.
Take care.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.